This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're going on the bender of all benders.
Let's go. Keep the celebration going.
Good stuff. I gotta find something else to celebrate tomorrow. Or today, I should say. Games today at 6:40. I'm in still weird mode with my rods and cones. Guardians won yesterday. They clinched a bye in the first round, so they won't play until the American League Divisional Series. Against who they play, we'll find out, obviously, later when the postseason starts. So now it's all just one great big walkthrough here for the rest of the week as we get
this
ready for
weird.
The postseason. Yes, it is weird.
So they don't
play, it's amazing, though. It's great.
They don't play again till October 5th.
Well, that's a ways.
Well, they play tonight.
Yeah, they don't play in a meaningful game until October 5th.
Well, they do still play in meaningful games. They're only a game and a half behind the Yankees for the number one overall
seed.
Well,
he says they're not gonna sit everybody.
They have four games left.
But the thing is, they already did sit guys. Like they did in the first St. Louis game.
Boy,
you didn't want to cough up a game there, but they did.
This is a little bit embarrassing in a way. I was just hoping to get to this shelf. I didn't even realize that once you're on the shelf, there's like a whole nother. Like, oh my God, I've defeated Goro. I have to defeat Shang Tsung as well. Like, I didn't even realize. Oh my God. Okay, I guess, well, you better order some more champagne if that's possible.
Guys, the implications of them being able to, well, they need a Yankees kind of mini collapse. Yankees, I think, have five games left. We have four games left. They're a game and a half, but they need to be a full game ahead because they don't have the tiebreaker.
They don't have the tiebreaker.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But that would put the Yankees and the, you know, if the top seeds win in the wild card round, it'd be Yankees Astros in the ALDS and you versus whoever. Because
it'd be incredible.
Now you don't have to play either one. You know, one of those teams is out. They eliminate the other and you can get to the ALCS and only have to play one of them.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome. Okay, so there's
and
still...
And now what happens if, Cantillo's going tonight? What happens if he and, like, two guys combine on a no-hitter? Is it another champagne night?
Let's keep them going.
How many more champagne nights can there possibly be?
The guys over at Brute have to just keep bringing in the bottles.
Yeah.
First off, this is where I don't... The internet's gotten ridiculous. I don't believe anything I see on the internet anymore. And so I needed to, like, confirm and confirm and confirm again. Because I just didn't believe they were wearing the Cincinnati is in Kentucky shirts yesterday.
I agree with you. I
did not believe it.
I looked at the photo I saw, and I'm like, oh, that's a good... Who did that? McNeil?
That's what I thought.
Of the guys in town, someone who's good on Photoshop, did they do that?
That's what I thought.
There's no way the Guardians actually wore that.
Because I'm like, well, yeah, that's the exact thought I had. I saw it, and I went, okay. And I just kind of went about it. Like, Owen sent it to the group. Was you, right, Owen?
Yes.
You sent it to the group, and I went, oh, someone had a joke. That's fun. Because I did not believe... I went to bed and like I watched the game. When did I turn the game off? I knew I didn't finish the game because I knew the Reds weren't gonna jump back in it. I was once they got it was the after the bottom of the seventh I jumped out because I remember I listened to some of it and then I got home, saw the two runs in the bottom of the seventh, and then that was it. And I thought that there's no way. So I went to bed. I did not realize that there was a celebration, that there would even be a celebration of the bye week, or excuse me, the first round bye, and the Ohio Cup is sitting there. So it looks like they're celebrating the Ohio Cup.
Which they've now held for a decade straight.
Even if they lose, they'll still retain. You have to take the Ohio Cup away.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can't, it's not up for grabs every year.
From our cold dead gloves.
It's how the Ryder Cup works, right?
Yes, you have to take it from us. So that's actually kind of a cool little thing to it. But I saw it, I really did. I thought they were just AI images, and I just moved about my day. I did not think that that was real. I thought somebody, because I said, and I've been saying it all year, I go, man, there's like the Yankees, Red Sox, and I'm just, I'm exhausted with that rivalry and have been that way for a long time. Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, and I'm like, well, I don't really think of Cincinnati in that way. I know they hate us, and I'm just like, I can't be bothered with you in a lot of ways. Like, there's nothing that Cincinnati does that I really care about. I care about Pittsburgh, clearly, and I care about Baltimore, clearly. For whatever reason, it's just never struck me to be angry at Cincinnati for anything. Anything. So, and they've been mad at us, and hell, we've had one of their broadcasters mad at me. But I've never felt that way, and I'm going, well, this is kind of a fun thing. I think they're very different cities, but in a lot of ways they're both old, obviously. They're both technically in the state of Ohio. One is on the river, but still technically, even though their airport is technically in a different state. But I go, this is kind of could be a fun thing, and they should make it a big thing and make it a big deal, and it should be celebrated. And I made that a point throughout the year, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. And then I thought it was AI, and I go, okay, someone had some fun with it because we were saying that they should celebrate the Ohio Cup, and here they were celebrating.
It looked like they celebrated the Ohio Cup.
The first round bye, but it really looks like they're celebrating the Ohio Cup because of the Cincinnati is in Kentucky shirts, which I did not think were real. I just thought that this was all computer imagery, but it's a lot of fun.
So I imagine Cincinnati will be rooting hard against us now, you know, come playoff time.
Clearly, yeah.
I saw people, Cincinnati fans, who I didn't know there was a huge swath of Cincinnati fans are so down on, you know, their situation right now. I see they're tweeting the World Series championships, and it's like, yeah, well, that's cool. That was in the 1970s and one in 1990. That was a long time ago. I don't think any of our young fans care about that. We've just had this control over Cincinnati and this nice little Ohio Cup for the...
I've never really been bothered by Cincinnati. I've never really thought it, like WKRP in Cincinnati was a pretty good show. I've been to Cincinnati a couple of times. It's frankly, I'm not taking shots here. It's a fine city. I don't have anything against it, so I'm not taking shots at it. But it was something I did while I was passing through. I've never thought of the Bengals as a big, like, I hate the Bengals. I've made jokes about the whole Joe Burrow thing, but that was really an Ohio State thing. And I know they hate us. I know they cuss us out every chance they get. They really hate us. The only thing that kind of annoyed me was rooting for Cincinnati in the playoffs because I knew that they hated us, which I think that's out the window now. I don't think anybody's rooting for the Bengals anymore for Joe Burrow or anything like that. Plus, they're 0-3, so they got their own problems there. But I've just never thought about them like that. So that this might be a little bit fun to do it with the Ohio Cup, but it's a lot more fun just looking at the big picture and winning and getting to the first round bye. And I got to say this, and this might be met with some controversy. I think that this is the most satisfying season, regular season I've seen since 1995. I posted that to somebody and they immediately said, well, what about the 22 game winning streak season? And I said, I have to give the benefit of hindsight. Because the 22-game winning streak season in 2017, that's a really great season. However, I don't see it that way. Why? Why don't I see it that way? Mostly because of the Yankees' loss in the ALDS. So if I see it that way...
You can't go back and separate the regular season from the postseason.
It's very hard.
Because they won 102 games that year, and they were loaded. We all thought they were going to win the World Series that year.
And if we're just doing regular seasons, then that's unfair. That is not fully right fair down the line. That's an unfair practice.
Well, this team ends up losing in the ALDS in 2 weeks and they go cold, you get three guys that slump at the wrong time, Jose has a bad series and you're gone, will that impact how you feel about this season?
I bet it would. So I'm trying to stay in the moment here. The 2017 regular season, part of it was 22 games is never expected. But the 2017 regular season was expected to be a good season because of what they had done in 2016. What makes this so satisfying, and why I say the most satisfying since 95, like 94 was a strike-shortened year. You were great, but you really didn't know because you had 35 years plus of history that tells you that you're not going to start out that way in 1995, right? So there was a little bit there, and then obviously you get to the World Series and you lose in Game 7. But this season, I mean, again, I picked him to be 82-80. You got Nick Wilson making hamburger bets with Darryl about them getting over 500. Most teams, most people picked you to be under 500, fourth in the division out of five. There was just no positivity. No real pot. Like, it wasn't like negativity. It was just like, hey, man, you guys are changing some people around. You're not on your ass, but you're going to go in a different direction. Like, it's going to be a 500 year and just try to enjoy going to the ballpark. And they've done significantly better than that. And you hear Stephen Vogt getting emotional. I'm just like, man, this is a really satisfying regular season.
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's an under the radar situation and team. I will say there was like a month where it was just a bunch of negativity surrounding this team right around the deadline, the week before, and then the next 3 weeks after that. It seemed like so many people were just assuming they were either going to cough up the playoffs or they were a team that was dead man walking. So that kind of sucked. That was not a lot of fun. And, you know, I was on vacation one of those weeks, but I heard you guys, and it didn't seem like you guys were having a lot of fun at that time.
I was scared. I was mad at you for not being there. It's not your fault, but I was mad at you because you talked tough, and then the week off, they were just terrible. And so I had a lot of people getting in going, what's your friend saying? I'm like, I can't bother him. I'm not going to bother him. He lives on the west side. I'm not going to do it. So that part sucked. But everything else, it's been just such a satisfying season to watch young guys come to fruition. I feel a lot better about the future of the franchise. I'm excited about what's to come for the franchise. You're paying attention to Travis Bezzana and a couple of other guys in the farm system. I know a lot of people have had fun with Tugboat down there in Lake County and things like that. Like, there's things to look forward to. And also, the biggest part out there, the biggest matzo ball that's in the soup is that you didn't know what you were going to get after Terry Francona. No, you didn't want to go back to Manny Acta. And hey, the guy's, it's a first-year job. Like, he's not out of the woods yet, clearly. But it seems like he knows what he's doing and he resonates well with the players, and it's a good job. Because things can change very, very quickly. They have to be good at hiring front office personnel, and they have to be, the front office personnel has to be really good at hiring the manager, because they're in professional baseball, and we don't need to talk about the things that we've talked about so many times about the Cleveland Guardians in professional baseball.
Well, yeah, and now that stuff doesn't matter. I mean, they are going to be here, and not even on an even playing field, because they have an advantage. The fact that they don't have to play in the wild card. So they can't get eliminated if they're not playing in that. So teams are going to be sitting at home that might have had really good seasons, and they've already advanced past that. Plus, home field advantage too. I mean, this town, you wake the sleeping giant here when it comes to baseball every single year. And the fact that we don't have to worry about that pesky wild card where you could just be done and it's like, oh, well, that sucked.
That
doesn't feel like you had a October to remember.
Very interesting point it's hard to win a World Series. It's going to be hard to win this World Series. Now, I think everything's open. I know that Mad Dog Russo has that New York accent. He's a Giants fan. Everybody thought that he was a homer. And I mean, he was very like, man, look at the Yankees lineup. They got Gerrit Cole. And even I'm sitting there thinking, yeah, and Nestor Cortez really hasn't been great, but he's always very good against us. For whatever reason, he loves pitching against us. And eventually you're going to have to go through you. Unless something crazy happens, you would eventually have to go through them. And I think that it might be a tad unfair. And we don't think about these things if we're upset. Like, if it doesn't go our way, can we talk about payroll and usual things like that? Or it's like, hey, you're in the postseason now. You got to do with what you got. Is that something we're going to have to discuss? I think that's something that we'll have to talk about. Like, hey, I don't care what you have and what you don't have as far as all that wherewithal. Like, you are expected now to beat a team with a $300 million payroll. And you got to find a way to get over it.
Boy,
because you can just have it.
You think fans will expect to beat the Yankees if they get matched up against them in the ALCS? I don't think they will.
I think they'll expect to compete, and I think they'll be mad. But at the same time, I go, hey, man, the Angels spent $200+ million, and they got nothing out of their lineup for a very long time until they liquidated the assets. Like, you can spend what the Guardians spend and be a good baseball team. You can spend what the Angels have spent, what the Yankees have spent over $300 million. They haven't won a World Series in a while. So it's not like a guarantee that you're going to get there. So it's just, it's one, don't, we don't have to answer it now. We don't even have to get into deep discussion now. It's just something I know I have to keep on a shelf for later on.
I don't feel that our fans.
Hopefully I don't have to, but it's something I would have to think about.
I don't feel that our fans have been all that cocky about this team at all.
They have not. They have not.
So you think that changes all of a sudden?
Yes, because of what happened.
Man, I don't know.
Anthony.
Especially if it's the Yankees. If they're going up against the Yankees, I think a lot of people will say, well, we'll see what we can do. Even though they don't realize Yankees have not been that great at all this year.
I think you totally forgot about the way people reacted at the trade deadline and how angry they were. I think that there will be people who recognize this season for what it is, and it's a good season, and I think that you have the proper outlook on things, and I think I have the type of emotions that are there. I do think that there is a certain segment of people who have been in your mentions who are looking for reasons to be negative.
Yeah, why I'm saying I don't think they'll be that confident. I don't think those people that were negative are all of a sudden thinking we're going to win the World Series and beat the Yankees.
But I think even the hardcore Guardians fans are like, this is really, really nice. Let's enjoy this moment. I don't think that they're sitting there going, we're going to kick everybody's ass and this is the way it is. I think they're really enjoying the moment.
We agree.
Okay.
I don't think so at all.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Good times continue to roll for your Cleveland Guardians. 6-1, another champagne celebration after the game, as they dominated Cincinnati in retention of the Ohio Cup. It is staying right here in Northeast Ohio. The Reds will have to pry it out of their cold, dead hands. They get it done again yesterday. And part of the story, Tanner Bibee. 7 innings, gave up just 4 hits, 1 earned run, and struck out 7. Kenny, what do you think right now of Tanner Bibee going into the postseason?
I feel very strongly about him. I think he's our most consistent pitcher. I have another question for you. Your favorite brand of champagne, go.
I don't really drink champagne all that much, to be honest.
Well, I mean, it's a special occasion beverage. You don't really have it all the time.
Do you have a favorite one?
I will say Moet, and the reason is because of the big timers out.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Albums when I was about 13 years old, because even the Rottweilers drink Moet.
It's Andre, because you can get it right on the end cap there for
there you go.
Bones.
There you go. I mean, I'm not drinking Moet all the time. It's like $50, but Andre, yeah.
I need one thing on my champagne. I need that cork to pop out of there and everything that happens after that.
And Owen definitely took me back in time, because if we were buying it, We were saying six bones back in the day. That's what we called dollars back in the day.
Well, how much can you drink?
Depends on the day.
That's the thing.
Are we cutting it with orange juice?
What are we doing?
Yeah, for me, it's like you get one glass and move on to something else. I'm always amazed at the people that would get like bottle service and get that and keep drinking that. I'm like, how much can you drink
of
that?
New Year's Eve 2005, someone purchased a few cases of champagne. It's the last time in champagne in excess.
New Year's Eve 2005 or 6, I had a whole bottle of Kamchatka. My buddies were hitting trick shots in the backyard. And then we blamed his older brother for it. Not that I condone such practices of the drinking or the blaming. His older brother's gotten over it. It's a joke now between us friends.
All right, Bibee able to go 7 innings, and he talked after the game about being able to go that long.
Yeah, definitely good. I mean, I think before playoffs, a nice little tune-up to push you go deep and just pitch against a pretty good lineup.
And he got it done, and they earned that first round bye, which...
And, of course, that sound effect courtesy of Bally Sports.
Oh, they had the swoosh? I'm so used to hearing that I don't hear it anymore. When it first started, I said, that's so distracting. But all the local news stations have their wipes. It's called a wipe, where they go from one image. They try to seamlessly transition to another. And they all have an adjoining sound effect to it.
I had no idea.
And I never understand why they're doing it. But you're so used to it that you don't hear it anymore.
Don't notice it.
But if you just focus in on it, you won't be able to watch anymore. If you just listen in for those sound effects, I think Fox.
That's all I listen
for. Fox Football.
I'm a Foley guy.
Remember Fox Football with their, 20 years ago.
The robots?
The robots. They started that.
The robots got a name.
And then the score, anytime they flashed a score or they changed the score, it became too much. And if you listen just for that, it would drive you crazy.
The robot's name's like Grundle or something like that.
Cletus.
What the fuck? Cletus.
Oh, yeah, Cletus. That's it. Stephen Vogt was pretty psyched yesterday about their ability to not only keep the Ohio Cup, they now have the bye, and that was pretty important to him.
It's incredible. Obviously, we've worked really hard to get here, postseason checked, division now with the bye. It's just so great for these guys. They've earned every bit of this. And for them to be able to get the 5 days next week leading up to it, for us to get really good work in, for them to get their rest, heal up, refresh, we couldn't be more thankful for this opportunity.
This is the worst thing when you get the bye. Or like, take for instance what the Browns were able to accomplish last year, where they didn't need to play anybody in their final game. If you lose in the ALDS, they're just going to blame sitting guys.
Well, you got to play them.
And then they're also going to blame all the champagne celebrations.
It's not, come on.
I can already see it happening.
That's stupid.
It is stupid. But anytime the Guardians lose a game over the last month, the same people are in my mentions. Oh, you were confident about this team. Oh, I thought they were going to lock up.
A guy from Cleveland being confident in his favorite team. That's amazing.
And so I know for a fact if they lose, they're going to draw a direct correlation to they celebrated like they won the World Series three times in a matter of a week, and they sat guys. Because they're going to sit guys. They're not going to play they're not going to play all their guys from here on out, are they?
How important that one seed is.
The Yankees finish with the Pirates. I think it's going to be really hard. It's really hard for you to get the one seed.
Three days in a row.
He what?
Ken Skeens pitched days in a row.
I thought you said he has pitched 3 days in a row.
No,
I'm like, I wouldn't put it past him
let's send the gifts over.
As long as he doesn't hit any economic benchmarks.
That's true.
Because that's something in Pittsburgh they are not going to deal
with. Love
They're not going to pay anybody that they don't have to pay. This was pretty cool last night. So the Padres and and Los Angeles were going down to the wire. It was a 4-2 lead for San Diego, and they had two on. The Dodgers did. Two on with nobody out. They had already gotten one run in. And these two teams are jockeying for position in the NL West. Here is the call. Joe Davis, listen to this.
Rojas on the ground to third. Machado touches third. Fires to second. Out at first. Oh, my goodness. It's a triple play. It ends the ball game. The San Diego Padres have clinched their spot in the postseason after a magical 2024 campaign.
Now, that is a way to do it.
Kind of like the Padres? One team town. Got to kind of like the Padres.
Do I? Do they still have their massive payroll?
They had to shed a lot of it for a little bit of it for a kind of a sad reason. Their owner died.
Mm-hmm.
He was like pushing in.
Can't take it with you.
Money.
They are. Stop. What? They were at $202 million this year. What were the Guardians at? Are we at 100?
100 million.
Just over 100. So we're not.
I guess lesser of two evils, right? Them and the Dodgers.
Well, we have two other teams to compete with in town. They don't. They're just a one team town.
I can honestly say I'm not trying to brush it off. I never thought about it. I don't determine the teams I root for based on how many teams are in the town.
Okay.
Have you been doing that for a long time?
Many years. That's why I'm a huge Memphis Grizzlies fan.
You know what? What about Oklahoma City?
I have many jerseys. And then I burn my Kevin Durant jersey and put it on the internet.
I remember that. That was a nice viral moment. Finally, a big story in college football we woke up to today. The starting quarterback of a 3-0 UNLV football team went to social media and said he's leaving the team. Why is he leaving the team?
That's amazing.
He says, and I quote, "Based on certain representations that were made to me," is why he committed, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. See ya! I didn't get the money I was promised.
He should really write, I wish my coworkers the best of luck, because that's what it is. By the way, nothing. I got no problem with him. I love that he did it.
You love that turned his back on his teammates. You love the fact that he left a team that could make the playoffs this year, right?
Too bad.
That's too bad to his starting offensive lineman.
Because he probably picked UNLV. This is the new world here. You guys want total unabashed freedom? You got it. Total unabashed capitalism here for this. And if he wants to move on, if they can't cash the checks on the services that are rendered, then non-payment, we are not going to play.
But you said the new world. It's not the new world for his teammates. His teammates are all not raking in the dough.
Sucks to be them. I'm sorry. There's no other way to say it.
Their leader and quarterback just turned his back on him.
He was there for a specific reason. Did he ever lie? Do we know if he lied to them for a specific reason that he picked UNLV? Did he pick UNLV because of the dollars? For all we know, he could have been like, guys, it's an amazing paycheck. I'm here, and while we're here, we're going to have a great time together. He might have done that. I'm not going to turn him into the villain.
Very interesting. I don't think a lot of people are going to favor a guy, especially a quarterback, a leader, turning his back on a 3-0 team.
Here's me doing it.
And Ken says, sucks to be his teammates. Yeah, it does suck to be them right now.
Here's me doing it. I'm that guy.
He turned his back on the commitment. That's it for about last.
So we got to figure out, did they or did they not celebrate anything last night?
The Guardians on their social media put out pictures of them wearing Cincinnati is in Kentucky t-shirts. Jose has a cigar in his hand. They are spraying champagne everywhere.
So Andrew Zellman, who is the publisher of Scene. Is that correct, Tone?
Used to be.
Okay, sorry. Because one time, I've only spoken to him once, and you and him started having a highbrow conversation, and I saw my way out. Snake LaFleur goes, am I taking crazy pills or are these Photoshopped? And I'm like, I have no idea anymore. They look Photoshopped. The t-shirts look Photoshopped.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they do.
That's what I thought. And it says, Zellman writes, these are definitely Photoshopped. They didn't celebrate last night. Uh-huh. Did they or did they not celebrate last night?
I was not in the clubhouse. I do not know.
I do not know.
Oh, wait a second. So the whole thing?
I know what I see on social media.
Are these totally old pictures? Are these old pictures? Like, this looks real.
Well, the Guardians tweeted it out. I mean,
this
is their social media account. So they is this just them trolling?
I don't follow them. So I have to follow everything they do to know whether or not it was real? Craig Lindell, WFNY Craig. I'm so punched out, I thought it was real, too. I thought that they celebrated.
I think you got it. Mitch, go ahead and reach out to Curtis and find out if this was just a joke tweet. And we're not hip enough to understand or recognize joke.
No. I thought that they might have celebrated having the bye. And they just, like, either wore the shirts or Photoshopped the shirts or someone gave them the shirts or whatever. I didn't realize that these are all old pictures from one of the... They celebrate so much, I have no idea what day's real
and what
day's not.
Especially in baseball.
They celebrated two times last week, so I really don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been an idiot before. I'll be an idiot again. I had no idea. I swear to God, I thought that these were real.
I'm doing another look through.
Did you do what is it, Snopes?
I'm doing an Owen's Eyes.
Like when we make a mistake, usually Keith, the marble mouth of Crawford County, is like
He's
right there
on it,
to slap us down.
I'm telling you right now, this is a dangerous one because if they lose in the ALDS, people are absolutely going to say they partied too much, and then it's going to turn out they didn't. This was actually a joke, but it was a joke that was written by the Guardian's social media team.
Here's the thing that makes me think that. Obviously, it's a Photoshop shirt, but I can tell that now because there's a picture of Class A getting champagne poured on him with the shirt on. Someone behind him also has a Photoshop shirt, but it has a Fanatics logo on the top. Class A's does not. There's inconsistencies. And they wouldn't have different brands of shirts with different logo placements.
Okay. Mitch, I was going to say,
I was in the locker room the other week when they clinched the postseason
spot.
They were wearing those colored shirts, and the Fanatics logo was prominent on just like above the pec there on the shirt. So, yeah, that was from Friday, I believe, Thursday.
I'll be dipped. Their official Twitter account got me. I thought, because I went to bed in the after they scored two more in the seventh, I said, they ain't coming back.
Good I wanted night. To go to bed, but we were hunkering down.
Oh, that's right. There were tornado warnings on the west side. Were you guys okay?
Yeah. Well, we made it. We made it today. There was no tornado in Bay Village, but it looked like it was on a collision course at one point.
Well, I'm glad, because what you said, it like died down, and then all of a sudden it started back up again.
Then there was another warning that took it to like 9:45.
And people were upset because they were missing Dancing with the Stars. But then, what was it? Rob Powers came out and said, "Don't worry."
Saved the situation. Thursday at 2 a.m. You can watch it.
Thursday at 2 a.m.
Well, America's Got Talent finale was on last night on KYC, and they ended up just going to that. They were like, "Coast looks clear." So they were like, "We've got a finale on, ladies and gentlemen. Got
to show these drones."
Well, it is local TV. Mm-hmm. They have an obligation. I mean, these aren't it's public airwaves. No matter how much we, you know, own them, quote unquote, like an obligation.
There is an obligation to pay off a 20-week season and find out who had the best act that was going to get the Vegas residency. And so eventually they paid that off. Now, did we find out who won?
I have no clue.
How long is the residency for?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm getting texted.
I told you, I didn't watch a single second of the season.
Okay.
When I found out it was the finale, I went over to watch. I saw drones in the air, and I said, no, thank you.
Mitch, excuse me. Marble Moth of Crawford County. There are zero creases in the letters of the shirt, so it's an obvious Photoshop. Well, I'm sorry. I guess I don't have the eyes for it then, Marble Moth, because I thought either the shirts were Photoshopped or they just threw on the shirts. I thought there was actually a celebration.
Look at all the responses. Those people think it's real.
I have no idea.
There are hundreds of responses of people that absolutely think it's real.
Congratulations. I got. He listens to the show like a hawk. He didn't send anything at 6 o'clock. Don't tell me it was obvious when you probably didn't even know yourself. We're off to a rip-roaring start with that guy, aren't we? Great. All right.
For a great day.
Well, 216-474-0092. So did they or did they not celebrate? I have no idea. Either way, they got the bye week, and here we are. And I still said I was going to watch Major League every day for a week, and no one.
But you said the whole thing.
Of course I can.
I'm impressed you have the time to watch the whole thing. We get like 45 minutes.
Do I have to sit down and pay attention? I said, the week they have off, I'm going to watch Major League the entire week. I said I'm going to try to, but now it's becoming a challenge.
No, we got WNBA playoffs. I can't just turn the page on that.
The WNBA themselves doesn't even want to put Caitlin Clark on their promos. So, I mean, what the hell, right? Do I have to sit down with nothing else going on and watch Major League?
Well, you're the one that is dictating it, so you can do whatever you want.
Okay, because I can put it on the screen while I'm working on show stuff and have Major League on. I mean, I know the movie almost word for word.
Yeah, that's why I try to stay away from my favorite stuff. I told you, like, I'll take a 2-year hiatus from The Godfather after I've seen it too much. Same thing, like Mad Men, all these things I really like. So if you all of a sudden said, oh, you've got to watch The Godfather for 10 straight days, it would ruin it for me for a decade.
But
I wouldn't be able to watch it for a while.
Movies are the same repeatable experience, so I will watch it. I've watched things for comfort. Like when I used to go on the road back in the day, way back in the day, I would watch Slapshot to go to bed. It was like every day I'd watch Slapshot when I was on the road doing baseball, for all things.
I've watched it the night before the first playoff game for 20 years.
Yeah. I can't tell
you. But I don't know if I could do a week of it.
Oh, I think I could. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through Trailer Park Boys, the entire series. Countless times. I bet I could do it.
That gives you more than an hour 30 of content, though.
True, but this is an hour 30 of content that is a repeatable experience. I mean, Suzanne Dorm, you got to get more than one look in a week. So I think I'm up for the challenge. I think I can do it. I don't know how I'm going to document it, but I'm going to think I'm going to do it. I got time to think about that because we still have the Astros series coming up.
In front of the screen with the newspaper every day.
That's what.
Let's do it.
We buy more newspapers and everybody's happy.
Help the economy, Ken.
There we go.